show here something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
The Cell Signal Storm Podcast.
Got a pop quiz for you all. Aside from race, what has the left been using as a mechanism to basically impose communism, socialism, left-wing extremism? What have they been using the most other than race to divide us, to impose this jackbooted system of theirs? Anybody know? Well, if you're sitting there shouting at your, well, whatever device you're listening to this podcast on, and you're shouting, man-made global warming or the climate, you would be correct. You are 100% correct. I think this was Fox Bongino's show. Put out this little trip down memory lane. It starts back in the 70s when the climate con artists were trying to separate you from your freedom and from your money by saying the earth was going to freeze. Have a listen to this.
What scientists are telling us now is that the threat of an ice age is not as remote as they once thought.
Zlowski, that there is a 75% chance that the entire North Polar ice cap during some of the summer months could be completely ice-free within the next 5 to 7 years.
The world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change.
Yeah, 12 years. And that was in 2019 when she said that. Where are we at? 2023. So we got 8 years left, over 7 years left to exist, according to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the nitwit. Folks, there's nothing new under the sun or under the glacial melt that is being put out there. This is the Democrats' effort to basically use the climate to get you, to scare the hell out of you and saying, oh, do whatever you want to me. Take as much of my money as you want. Lower my quality of life. Just save the planet. And if you do oppose them, they are ready to say that you are the worst kind of human being. Al Gore, the loser against George W. Bush. Thank goodness. It could have been much, much worse. Here's what he has to say about individuals who do not believe in his religion of man-made global warming. Listen.
You know, the climate deniers are really in some ways similar to all of those almost 400 law enforcement officers in Uvalde, Texas, who were waiting outside an unlocked door while the children were being massacred. They heard the screams, they heard the gunshots, and nobody stepped forward.
Wow. The left-wingers making sure they step over dead babies as a mechanism to impose communism and socialism. Now, believe it or not, there are a lot of articles written out there about these apocalyptic predictions of the left wingers. I'm going to read just one that I found from the New York Post. It's dated 2021, November of 2021. Apocalypse Now? For the past 2 weeks in Glasgow, Scotland, world leaders have gathered at COP26, the United Nations Climate Change Conference, to listen to the same message of disaster that is just around the corner. The world has to step up and has to step up now, former resident Barack Hussein Obama said. When it comes to climate, time really is running out. Professional yeller Greta Thunberg demanding the United Nations declare a system-wide climate emergency and force countries to take action. My friends, I don't want you to be beguiled to think that this is a relatively new invention of the Greta Thunbergs of the world or the Barack Hussein Obamas of the world. It is not. This has been going on for an awful long time in these United States and around the world. I'm going to continue to read from this article from the New York Post because it's quite telling. 1972. Here was the headline. We have 10 years to stop the catastrophe. That's 1972, a UN Environment Protection boss warns. Now, for all of you left-wingers bold enough to listen to the Salcedo Storm podcast. Let me just remind you that 10 years from 1972 was 1982. That was a long time ago, and we're still here. We have 10 years to stop the catastrophe, a catastrophe that never came. 1982, Toba, head of the UN Environmental Program, in the New York Times: if the nations of the world continue their current policies, we will face, by the year 2000, an environmental catastrophe as irreversible as a nuclear holocaust. Now, I just want to remind all of you left-wingers in the audience, the year 2000 was 23 years ago, and we are still here. In 2007, Rajendra Pachauri, head of the UN Climate Panel: what we do in the next 2 to 3 years will determine our future. If there is no action before 2012, that's too late. Well, it's already too late, my friends. None of the left-wing's actions happened, and so it's already too late. So why are they continuing to take our money? Why are they continuing to impose all of these draconian restrictions and banning gas stoves and causing gas prices to go through the roof? Here's another one. General Assembly, again, the same culprits. The United Nations, only 11 years left to prevent irreversible damage from climate change. Speakers warned during General Assembly high-level meeting. That's dated March of 2019. So that means by what? 2030, it's all over. I think that was the one that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was making reference to. But all the predictions of the United Nations have never come true, because the United Nations is anti-American and they have one goal: to scare Americans into giving up our constitutional protections, to turning our lives over to totalitarians and the worldwide one world government. That's it. Comedian Bill Maher, left winger, commenting on all of these predictions that have come and gone, and Bill Maher decrying all of this. Have a listen to what he had to say on his program.
We had yet another one of those reports this week from the UN Intergalactic Panel on Climate, or that's not the real name of it, but it's something like that. I feel like I, talk about Groundhog Day, I feel like I've read this report every year. And it's always the same: the world is coming to an end, which I think it is, by the way. I think disaster is coming.
But yes, sooner or later, it's bound to happen. One of these days, it's going to be right. One of these days, probably 100 million years in the future, the Earth will end. But it's not going to have anything to do with you driving an SUV. It's not going to have anything to do with you having a higher quality of life.
But they always seem to predict very specifically when, and some of those dates have already passed. I think they should, first of all, stop doing that, you know, because it really bleeds their credibility. It's kind of like what the Western medical establishment found out about COVID.
Yeah.
Don't lie about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my friends, Bill Maher doesn't say, quit doing what you're doing to take away people's rights. He just doesn't want you to be so specific about it. Oh, the world's going to end in 12 years. You must act urgently. I mean, the reason why they have to do that is to scare the living daylights out of rubes out there, out of left-wingers who will believe anything. The world's, see, even Bill Maher believes the world's coming to an end like tomorrow. Just don't say it. You know, just don't say when, because you're going to be proven wrong. You know, take away all these people's wealth and their rights. That's cool. But just, you're bleeding credibility. Stop making stupid predictions. Just start taking their crap. That's what he says. Anyway, folks, coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast, we'll talk to a guy who's been in the trenches for many, many moons. He is the founder of ClimateDepot.com, the place where sanity lives in discussions about climate. That's coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Did you know drag shows for kids are being normalized in Texas? Sexualizing Texas children is happening right now, and you can learn how it affects our state by going to TexasScorecard.com today. Get real news for real Texans.
My friends, you know about the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG cultural Marxism. You guys know about critical race theory. You guys know about the gender confusion that the left wing has been using to implement socialism and communism into our society, to get us to voluntarily abandon our rights. Let me play that example again of how they've been trying to get us to give up our rights using the Earth's climate.
That the entire North Polar ice cap during summer, during some of the summer months, could be completely ice-free within the next 5 to 7 years.
The world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change.
So from ice age to melting and gone polar ice caps to the world's going to end in 12 years. And by the way, AOC, the clock is ticking. Let's bring in Mark Morano, the award-winning producer and writer. He's one of the highest profile voices on climate skepticism in the world today. He's executive editor and chief correspondent for CFAX's award-winning ClimateDepot.com, news service he founded in 2009. Mark is the host on TNT radio show. His latest book is The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown. Mr. Morano, welcome back. It's been a while.
Thank you, Chris. Happy to be here today.
All right. Climate as a mechanism of this major transfer of wealth the left is trying to implement. That's pretty much what they're up to, yes?
Yeah, and they've been open about this for decades. You know, I've been to almost every United Nations climate summit since 2002, and they openly talk. A top UN official, one was named Otto Edenhofer, actually says, did you think this climate policy was about environmental policy? This is about the transfer of wealth. We transfer wealth by climate policy. They're very open about this. And what the United Nations tries to do is by getting these climate slush funds, these annual climate funds that was set up by Hillary Clinton under President Obama when she was Secretary of State, they're getting transfers of hundreds of billions of dollars. And they're ostensibly going to these poor countries to help them be more climate resilient and go green. But the reality of that is they're paying poor leaders in the developing world to not develop their nations. So it's a way to keep the developing world from developing, and it's a way to transfer wealth through the bureaucracy of the United Nations and through government using the climate scare. But it has nothing to actually do with climate. Because if it did, if we actually thought it did, somewhere along the line, some of these policies, solar, wind, subsidies, mandates, transfer, would actually reduce CO2. But global CO2, since the first UN summit and the Rio Earth summit in 1992, has continued to rise. So nothing the UN has done, attempted to do, nothing the U.S. has done, nothing Europe has made any dent on global CO2 emissions. We've been conned from day one.
Now, before I get to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, this nitwit, this bimbo, and of course, predicting that the Earth will end in 12 years, I want to address something you said about the solar panels and the raw materials that are used to make those solar panels, to make the windmill blades, to make the batteries in the EVs, the electric vehicles. The materials, the raw materials, it has been determined through several studies, we don't have enough raw materials to make even one generation of electric vehicles, much less multiple. But the Democrats And the worldwide left are consigning us to this agenda of strip mining the planet for these precious resources and these rare earth minerals to make these things, and there's not going to be enough. Can you address that?
Yes, and that's the plan. And I try to tell people that's exactly what they're doing. When you hear that California has banned gas-powered cars and only allowing electric, and 15 to 20 states have trigger laws and they're following suit. When you hear the EU is following suit, when you hear that the World Bank is telling automakers they won't fund gas-powered cars, when you hear corporate banks say they're not going to give out car loans for people who seek a gas-powered car, and when you realize that not a single person anywhere in the globe actually voted for this, most of these are done through bureaucratic edicts, through government mandates and executive orders and unelected bodies and corporate government collusion through the financial system. It's all happening without our say. And you're exactly right. One electric car battery takes 500,000 pounds of rare earth mine, not just rare earth, but other forms of mining and materials from the earth. There is no way there'll be anything but shortages. But guess what? That's the plan. They want to ban gas-powered cars, mandate one government select favorite car, which is an electric car, which, if you go back, that sounds awfully East German. Remember, East Germany banned all cars except the one government promoted car, the crappy East German Trabant. What happened in East Germany? You had waiting lists, some places more than a decade, to get this crappy little car that the government said was the only car you could drive. Guess what's going to happen to the now once free Western prosperous world? We're going to have waiting lists for these electric cars that there's no way they're going to be able to meet the demand. But guess what? That's the plan. When they can't meet the demand, they create intentional car shortages, which does what? Forces everyone to, you will go nowhere and be happy. You will be forced to take mass transit, city bus, subways. And by the way, when you do, you better make sure that you're vaccinated, masked up, and got your latest COVID test, because that's the way the government operates. They want to force you into essentially coerce government mass transit. And that is ultimately the plan. They don't like America. They don't like the freedom of movement.
Yeah,
and you can go back to the 1970s. John Holden,
right.
Obama's former science czar, lamented in the mid-1970s, I think it was 1975, that Americans could hop in their car, drive to a grocery store, get a six-pack of beer, and drive home. That offended the leading environmentalists in the 1970s. And guess what? It took them 50 years, but they're finally doing something about it.
Well, and you know what? Folks, if you want to put this in another way, think about the walls and the fences that the Soviet Union built to keep its people in, that they're trying to build, they're trying to limit your movement, they're trying to control every aspect of your life, even where you go and what you do. Central planners do this kind of thing, and that's exactly what AOC and the like are doing. And speaking of which, Mark, by the way, Mark Morano with ClimateDepot.com. He has his own radio show on the TNT radio network. He is our guest right now. I want you to listen to Bill Maher. And he's addressing the UN here, but he might as well be addressing this nitwit AOC for making these predictions that never come true. And by the way, did you notice left-wingers can get out there and make all these predictions, no matter how absurd, no matter how wrong they are, and they're still looked at credibly. People still stroke their chins thoughtfully, like Mitch McConnell, and take these people seriously. Listen to Bill Maher on his show.
We had yet another one of those reports this week from the UN Intergalactic Panel on Climate, or that's not the real name of it, but it's something like that. I feel like I talk about Groundhog Day. I feel like I've read this report every year, and it's always the same. The world is coming to an end, which I think it is, by the way. I think disaster is coming, but they always seem to predict very specifically when, and some of those dates have already passed. I think they should, first of all, stop doing that. You know?
See, he's in on it. He understands what it's all about. He goes, quit making predictions, because if your goal is, you know, to take away people's rights and freedoms, you can't get out there and keep saying all these wild predictions that are never going to come true to scare the hell out of people, to get them to voluntarily give up their rights. Just stop it. If you want to get their rights taken away, you've got to stop making these predictions. So Bill Maher is basically admitting it.
He is. I have not heard that clip. That's remarkable. What he's doing is trying to offer free PR to the United Nations and the climate activists, saying, hey, I'm with you, but you got to clean up your act. You guys are making fools of yourself. Because, you know, 1989, the UN said we had a 10-year window to save the planet. In 2008, NASA's top climate scientist, James Hansen, the lead global warming scientist for the U.S. government, said that Obama had just 4 years to save the planet from the climate, or we were all doomed. So, and they've gone. I've traced these tipping points back to 1864, where an academic, when President Lincoln was actually Abraham Lincoln was president, said that unless mankind changed his way, we would face climatic excess in 1864. So, they can't help themselves. Believe me, they're not going to take Bill Maher's advice. They can't help themselves. They need to come up with deadlines like AOC's 12 years. And they're going to keep doing it because that's what they think. In fact, today's Washington Post has an article about climate doomsters, and they quote a professor from New Zealand who actually says that within 10 years, humans will be extinct. Now, wouldn't you just love to ask him now, what are you going to say in 10 years when we're all still here? That's what you'd like to, you know. The only threat we actually face, Chris, is from climate policies, not climate change itself. And it's possible. Their goal is that they're collapsing. Not, I mentioned the collapse of transportation. You'll stay at home. But you will eat nothing and be happy. The biggest threat we face as humanity is they're going after our food supply. High-yield agriculture is in their crosshairs. They're shutting down up to 12,000 farms in the Netherlands. They're doing the same now in Australia and Canada. They're saying that nitrogen-based fertilizer is bad for the planet. It's a warming agent. We need to restrict it, which is going to cut food yields globally. They're going after meat eating. They're shutting down animal agriculture. Have you seen? I got an $18 bag of beef jerky yesterday. $18 for a bag of beef jerky. That's how much beef has gone up. They want to make it, in the words of the World Economic Forum, meat a rare and expensive treat. Of course, it wasn't rare and expensive at the recent Davos meeting. All the reports were they had plenty of meat and appetizers and main courses served with meat. But for the rest of us, the masses, they're taking that away. So they collapse our food supply, our transportation. They're collapsing our energy. And, of course, they've collapsed our free speech. And they're also collapsing our monetary policy, our financial central bank, digital currency, inflation, debt, printing of money. So this is a whole plan to create chaos. And you open the show with it. It's absolute government control. That's what they're after. This has nothing to do with the climate, the environment, about saving the planet. It's all about using whatever crisis they can get their hands into. And believe me, they were just as happy to use the COVID crisis to do all of the exact same policies as they are to use the climate crisis.
Now, poll after poll after poll, and this is the good news, shows that the American people, and frankly, I think there was a worldwide poll that I saw, the majority still not buying this, despite GovEd putting this crap into our kids' skulls. The majority of humanity is still not buying this. When do you think that after parents are forced to pay $18 for a bag of jerky, after they're having to pay for to take out a loan to get a carton of eggs, when they can't feed their families, that the American people and the people around the globe finally reach the breaking point and they start taking this out on these rich elitists? Do you think that tipping point is coming, or do you think that...
It's hard to say because they're very crafty. Now, when they do this, I've already got a whole special report now talking about food, talking about energy. As their policies collapse food, energy, transportation, what are they blaming on? They blame it on the failure of free market capitalism.
Uh-huh.
And now we have calls to nationalize the food industry, to nationalize our energy industry. This is the way they roll. They intentionally collapse something, blame it on something that had nothing to do with it, and then they want more policies that collapsed it by saying we need to centralize and nationalize it. So the question is, can people see through that? Well, the Netherlands, farmers are protesting, shutting down the capital. They had provincial elections, and the farmers' party, so to speak, who are fighting these net zero goals of climate, won major victories. In France, Macron is under like a huge revolution now, which is also tied to a lot of the COVID mandates he pushed for years.
Yep.
We've seen these protests, but I don't know. I mean, people have to wake up. And the problem is, the way you can judge this, look what happened during COVID with masks and vaccine mandates and social distancing.
True.
And lockdown orders. I'd say a good 40 to 50% of the U.S. was perfectly content and happy and would have allowed it to go on, not quite indefinitely, but for years and years. That's going to be our biggest problem. Is, you know, we have a huge fighting base. We need to expand that, and we need to wake up those people who are literally just sheepishly following
and
whatever the government claims.
And make sure you push school choice wherever you happen to live, because that's how they convert your kids. They cram this garbage into their skulls, and no critical thinking, and just do what the government tells you, little Susie. Do what the government tells you, little Johnny, and they breed the next generation of Bolsheviks. ClimateDepot.com, that's the website. The man who created it all, his name is Mark Morano, and he has a radio show on the TNT Radio Network. Mark, when does your show go, and where can folks go to find all the information about you?
You can go to climatedepot.com, and my TNT radio show is Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern time, and it's also available, of course, in archive.
Right on, man. Thanks a lot for the visit. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
That puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and you a favor by visiting a couple of websites. First off, chrissalcedo.com. You can drop me an email there. You can drop me a voicemail there. You can learn how to book me for a speech. You can also track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas, and TNT Radio, heard worldwide. You can also track down the Chris Salcedo show on Newsmax TV Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 5 o'clock. And also check out TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. Big news if it's happening in Texas, if it's enterprising journalism. Folks, I don't think any agency in Texas, or I should say very few so-called news agencies in Texas, are doing what real news agencies like Texas Scorecard are doing. Real, hard-hitting, enterprising journalism that impacts you, not just the Democrat Party's political future. So go with Texas Scorecard, get some real news. It impacts those outside of Texas, too. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth, it's not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather by how much power is reserved for you and me, we, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.